It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're looking at the Labor Day travel season. Really, you don't even have to be traveling to have this interest you. The price of gas and where it's headed in the coming weeks and months. Denton Sinkegrana joining us from the Oil Price Information Service. Denton, great to have you back on again. You know, it's been a while since the price of gas has really been a big issue here. We had over a year ago where it was exploding, skyrocketing through the roof. We had our counties here taking away the gas tax to try and counterbalance what we were seeing. It's kind of settled off here in the last year, and now we're talking about it maybe even going down a little further. What are you seeing?
Yeah, good morning, and it has been a while. So right now the national average is at $3.36. Actually have five states that are already below $3. They're in the South, but again, most of the country is well below last year. So national average is currently about 46 cents below last year. In the Buffalo area, it's about 35 cents below last year. in New York, it is, bear with me a sec, about 40 cents. So, yeah, we're running much lower than we were a year ago. A lot of that stems from oil prices that are in the kind of low to mid-70s right now.
Yeah, prices are lower than they have been. But, you know, I've asked you this before, and I think people like to hear the answer. Buffalo this morning is at 352. We're above the national average, which you said was 336. Why are prices here higher?
New York has higher taxes. New Jersey, where I am, we have higher we have lower taxes than New York, but you know, a little bit higher than the national average. So we're here in New Jersey a little bit above the national average, right around it usually. But a lot of that stems from taxes. And you know, it's kind of like real estate. It's location, location, location. If you're close to facilities, refineries, if you're close to terminals, you know, your prices are going to be a little bit lower just because the transportation cost of moving the fuel from point A to point B is a little bit less as well.
The cost and everything we're seeing in the Middle East, usually we associate any sort of conflict in the Middle East. Doesn't really matter where in the Middle East it is, but we associate that conflict with paying higher prices. And yet we're seeing the trend maybe go down here as this war is going on there. Why is this time different?
This time is different because I don't think the market is, quote unquote, going to chase prices higher, if you will. But back in October of last year, when we first saw the Hamas-Israel conflict get started, that sent prices higher on the thought that this was going to spread and escalate and perhaps bring it wider into the region. What we found out that hasn't happened, obviously. Even with the latest between Israel and Hezbollah, it hasn't spread. Iran is considered the proxy for it's a proxy war. The United States backing Israel and Iran backing Hezbollah and Hamas. But again, it hasn't spread larger. It hasn't impacted oil production in some of those bigger countries. But one area I would watch right now is Libya. They're bringing their production down because there's some infighting in the country, which, again, there's been a civil war there for much of the last 10 years. What it's being described as is infighting amongst the elite on how oil revenue is split. And they produce about 1 million barrels a day of light sweet crude oil. That's good for European refineries and some Middle East and Asian refineries, but it's going to have a bigger impact on Europe. But that's something to keep an eye on. It's about 1.1 million barrels a day. It's something to keep an eye on that could send the markets higher. Again, in the grand scheme of things, it's relatively small, but when you take out a whole country's worth of production, it could add up over time.
All right, there's the Middle East threat. And then there's always a weather threat, too, right? Tropical weather that could take down refineries. It's been relatively quiet, though, hasn't it?
It really has, and you're absolutely right, Susan. This year, the hurricane season was really forecast to be quite active. So far, it's been, you know, and knock on wood, it's been a bit of a dud right now. But, you know, you have to keep an eye out on September and October. Those are the big hurricane months. But from what I understand, and I'm not a meteorologist, so the waters where they develop in the eastern Atlantic are pretty cold versus, you know, the Gulf waters that are really hot in the western Atlantic that is really warm right now, which is, you know, good for development of storms. But the eastern Atlantic is colder, so it's not good for developing storms. And apparently there's a lot of kind of sand coming from the Sahara and wind, so that's breaking stuff up as well. So you may ultimately end up dodging a bullet, but September and October are your really active months. So if we can get through those 2 months without any sort of tropical disturbances that impact refinery is on the Gulf Coast, we're going to be just fine.
When you look at kind of the state of how we're using gas nowadays and this push for EVs now slowing from automakers because people aren't adapting as much, but you know, as we look ahead into the future, what does that generally mean? If we're using less of it, does that mean the price will go up or down? Will we be necessarily using less in the next 5 years?
I think really what's happening is, as far as electric vehicles is concerned, your impact on demand, and I personally believe that gasoline demand peaked in 2019 and we're on a downward curve. It's going to be a slow downward curve, but what has really impacted gasoline demand over the years has been more efficient cars. You know, the top selling model in the United States is the Ford F-150, big pickup truck. You know, 10, 12 years ago, that would get like 8, 9, 10 miles a gallon. Now they're getting, you know, almost double that. So I think fuel efficiency is the biggest thing. So now what's going to happen is you run the risk of some refineries actually closing down because, look, it doesn't make sense to make gasoline anymore because demand is not there. There's only so much that we can export. Excuse me. So at some point, and I think this may not be for another 20 years or so, you might see some stranded assets, especially as governments do push for electric vehicles, like you said. But you're seeing automakers saying, hey, people aren't buying these things. You know, me personally, I think hybrids are the answer. You could use a lot less material in making that hybrid battery than you would in a traditional electric vehicle battery. So, and I think the EIA yesterday or the day before had some research on how much those sales have gone up. You know, they lumped up battery EVs and hybrids together, and you know, it's a little bit of a straight shot higher, but it's mostly due to more drivers being interested in hybrids more so than EVs.
Hey, Denton, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I haven't talked to you guys in a while, so it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. Denton Sinkregrana with the Oil Price Information Service.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.